Hey, folks, there's a brand new movie coming out. It's called Sound of Freedom. It comes out on July 4th. It's been largely suppressed by major Hollywood motion picture studios because it takes on issues they don't want to talk about. Like, for example, child sexual exploitation abroad. Jim Caviezel is the star. Tim Ballard is one of the producers on the film. It's based on Tim Ballard's life story. We sat down with both of them. Here's what it sounded like. Tim, of course, spent more than a decade working as a special agent for the DHS, where he was deployed as an undercover operative for the U.S. Child Sex Tourism Jump Team. And then after he left his job, he started Operation Underground Railroad to continue rescuing kids around the world. Jim, of course, you will know from The Count of Monte Cristo and Passion of the Christ, and he will be playing Tim. Guys, thanks so much for joining the show. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you.
So, Tim, why don't you tell us about the film Sound of Freedom and how this relates to your background, your work history? How did this whole story get started?
So, as you said, Ben, I was working in the government, and I was working a couple of cases, as I have been for over a decade, one in Haiti, one in Colombia. And the U.S. government told me to come home. They said there's not enough resources, there's not enough jurisdiction. But I had already kind of made myself the bait. I'd already committed to the operation that would rescue kids, and I had a choice, either come home and not rescue kids or quit my job and stay in Colombia. And finish it. And we quit. My wife and I made this crazy decision, and we quit and started to try to privatize the rescue of children. And it turned out to be one of the biggest rescue operations we've ever been a part of. Over 120 kids rescued in that op. And that's the basis for the film, how that all came to be and what happened.
So, Tim, I mean, you start off that story and you say that you were working with the government. You decided to leave the government. Why did the U.S. government decide that this was just not a priority?
It's a tough question, and one we still have to grapple with. I mean, why are there 5-to-1 anti-drug agents in the U.S. government to agents who are fighting child crimes? It's not been a priority. You know, there are other factors like jurisdictional limitations and budget restraints. I understand that, but really, it's not the priority it needs to be, which is why we're telling the story and waking up the nation so that it becomes a priority. So we understand we are fighting. Human trafficking is a $32 billion a year business, and it's the fastest growing criminal enterprise on the planet, but we're not giving it the attention it needs.
So, Jim, when you first read the script, how did you feel first reading the script? What made you want to sign on to this project?
Well, first of all, I had to get the part because Eduardo Verástegui and Alejandro Monteverdi, Eduardo's the producer and Alejandro's the director, both of them came to me and were talking to me about it, wanted to see if I really wanted to be a part of it. You know, I have 3 adopted children from China, and I know the dangers of how hard it is for children in the world. And gone through that with the adoption, I wanted to be a part of it. I heard about Tim, but I knew what he's the kind of guy that any guy would want to play. I'm more like, instead of playing a Marvel comic character, I want to play a real hero. And Tim was that. And so we went, read the script, and the thing just jumped off the page. It was a phenomenal, phenomenal screenplay. And you're very, very lucky. And I had one other opportunity when I obviously worked with Mel Gibson in The Passion of the Christ, but rarely do you get a screenplay like that. And that's why this film is just hopping off the page.
So, Tim, why do you think that this film is so important right now? Obviously, we're seeing, you know, a lot of stories in the news about child sex exploitation. There's a new story about how Instagram was essentially fostering algorithms that promote child sex exploitation to people. You know, why do you think this film is so crucial right at this moment?
Well, it certainly is timely. When they started this project 8 years ago, they were worried, the producers, because no one was really talking about this. Who's going to want to come to see something they don't know about? 8 years later, here we are right in the middle of it. In fact, to your point about Instagram, how traffickers, pedophiles are utilizing these platforms and big tech isn't doing what they should do in terms of intervening. Also the southern border. I spent 10 years of my agent days with the government on that southern border. I know everything about it. I know how the border enforcement leads to rescuing kids. I know that this current administration is facilitating the trafficking of children. I mean, and the movie Sound of Freedom, actually the case kicks off with a real story at the port of entry where we rescued a little boy who was being trafficked across the border. And so the timeliness of this is really amazing because the world needs it now more than ever, because we're just walking right into human trafficking. We are allowing children to be hurt. Our policies are facilitating it. this has to stop.
And one of the things that hit me with the screenplay was, it was very biblical to me in the fact where you have a guy that literally goes and finds this little boy, and the little boy just asks him from Homeland Security, asks him, hey, you know, gets information, but the little boy asks him, hey, will you save my sister? And he has to make a decision. And that's where we are as a country right now. What kind of decision would you make if God came to you? We ask God and pray all the time, but God does come to us and ask us, here it is, what are you going to do about it? And so Tim, essentially with the help of his wife, sold everything he had to go and find this little girl. And I know there are many stories in the Bible about stories like this. They're rare. I remember when we did The Passion of Christ, at that time we had much bigger theaters, you know, there would be like 150. Now they got, you know, 25, 30 seats in their big lounge chairs, and they sell out quick. But right now we're capped at $8 million. We're outselling Indiana Jones 3-1. We need, like we did on The Passion, we need the people in the churches to go and talk to their minister and go and call these theaters and say, hey, doggone, we got to go and help our brothers out here. We got to help our children's out. You know, this Ms. Rojas, I keep bringing this up. Ms. Rojas on April 26th gives sworn testimony, okay, and from the House Committee, and says that we are 850,000 children have gone missing, right? 850. Next day in the media, nothing. And this continually happens all the time. Why does that continue to happen? And you feel like there's some sort of criminal syndicate going on here. And I'm praying that a lot of these guys that are in these three-letter agencies, a lot of these young guys that know a lot, will come forward and start telling the truth. And this film has the power that you feel in your heart, okay, that I'm not afraid of evil. I'm not afraid of evil anymore. I'm going to go out and I'm going to do the right thing, come hell or high water.
So, Tim, obviously you were going undercover while you were trying to uncover this sort of stuff and destroy these child sex trafficking rings. How did you deal with that on a personal level? How do you keep a straight face while you're working with some of the most disgusting people on the planet? How do you actually go about doing that on a day-to-day level?
It is really, it's tough. You know, I've been doing it for 18 years now, so I've learned how to not, you know, you want to strangle these guys, but you got to pretend to be their friend. Sometimes these cases can last months where you are... In fact, Jim plays me in a true story of, you'll see in the film, where I actually had to go undercover as myself. It was bizarre. It was a true story where I had to convince the guy that I was a child crimes agent, but got addicted to child exploitation material. And that's how I got him. But, oh my gosh, I mean, it broke me up. It was like 2 months I had to play this role. And it just... It breaks your heart, but I just tell myself, look, if I screw up, if I do something out of my own passion, and hurt this guy, it'll hurt the kids, right? We the kids could be affected, and that's the thing. Just keep the eye on the goal, which is getting these kids out.
Well, again, the movie is Sound of Freedom. It is available in theaters nationwide July 4th. As Jim is saying, if you want to have a screening at your church, if you'd like to see your community take a look at it, then you should definitely contact them and contact your church and let them know that you'd like to see the film there. Jim Caviezel, Tim Ballard, really appreciate the time. Good luck with the film.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you, Ben.
Hope you guys enjoyed that. We'll be back here with much, much more tomorrow. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.